Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
I'll get to that in a little bit. Let's do Speedy Jones. They're sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here we go. We got one from Mugless, Mike Rutkowski, and Jen Foles in Rockford. We got them from all around the country today. Greg Polnick from Joliet's hoping to garnish one of those coffee mugs. And hey, is it hot enough there for you guys, says Harlan in Chandler, Arizona. Shell in Aurora says, cheers. And Ed Petrocious sent us a joke. He's heading back to Aspen, Colorado now. Mugsy John and Skydiver Sally are in Brazil, Indiana. Phil Templeman sent us a joke from Munster, Indiana. We got a joke from Francine and Zimba. And Dan Shutters in Gray's Lake. Dean Hacker in Bloomingdale. James Wing in Soggy, Southwest Michigan. We got this. Hi, John. It's Nancy from Arlington Heights, wife of Robert Mueller, author of A World War II Visitor's Guide to Normandy, Market Garden, and Bulge Battlefields. John, I'm still trying to win the coffee mug, but I'm really just trying to give you all a giggle. Here we go. Dave, I went to the Air and Space Museum, and I was so disappointed.
Why?
There was nothing there. A friend had their water turned off for non-payment, so I sent them a Get Well Soon card. Speaking of that, this may be hard to prove, but it's estimated that 4 out of 5 cards are written against a steering wheel with a bad pen. Think about that. I may be right. Dave, last week we reported on the death of the guy who invented the heat index. He was 85, but felt 93.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Well, the guy who invented the wind chill factor just died too. He was 85, but
felt like 78.
Thank you, Dave. We were supposed to do that together, and I knew I would be incapable of pulling that off. Can anyone remember the chiropractor joke that we once posted? It was about a week back. My kids refused to eat leftover tacos for dinner, so we decided to throw them out. Now we have no idea what to do with the tacos. Last night, a train derailed, releasing. I can't believe we haven't done this joke or a joke like this
right
by now. 4 years and it's come to this. Anyway, here we go. Last night, a train derailed, releasing tons of X-lax into the water supply. Residents were forced to evacuate. Sorry. Just trying to make a living here. The grammar police say a semicolon broke the law and is going to jail.
For a long time?
Yeah, was handed 2 consecutive sentences. That's almost a smarty pants joke. Dave, I always wanted to be a Gregorian monk.
Didn't work out?
I never got the chance. Get it? And finally, how many ears does Spock have, Dave?
2?
No, he's got 3. The left ear, the right ear, and the final frontier.